Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censor. If you've been to the website lately, VDGSports.com, you've noticed that the site's been updated. That's if you go on with your tablet or computer, laptop, some device like that. If you still go on with your mobile, everything's still the same because we feel like that's efficient and it's easier to move around, listen, read, click, stuff like that. It's easier the way it's set up now, so that's not going to change. Just did some upgrades to the website, aesthetics, and some other things. Make sure you go check out the website, either on your tablet or computer, laptop or something, and you'll notice that there's a difference. And this is just the start or the beginning of upgrades and updates that's coming out. We're also in the works of working on a commercial. So there's going to be a VDG Sports commercial that's going to be coming out as well. And besides the commercial, there's one other project that we're working on. It's top secret right now, but be sure to continue to listen to the show, follow on Twitter, or check in on the website from time to time on updates of the project. It's definitely something that you're going to want to check out. The project, definitely worth your time. It's a no-brainer. Speaking of no-brainers, there's a lot of sports talk or talk sports that's going on. So much information, so much abundance of information, so many different things and different avenues that you can go down, paths, yellow brick roads to follow, Scooby-Doo vans to get in, cars not to run out of gas with. And the only reason I say that because it happened to me. See, I always thought, or at one point, I was champion of the mouth breathers. And it's not that I was a mouth breather. I wanted to become a mouth breather, and I wanted to be the president of the mouth breathers. But unfortunately, I didn't have what it takes to be the champions of the mouth breather or be the champion of the mouth breather. I was just lacking too much. And what happened recently kind of made me understand why I'm lacking. I can't be that champion. I can't be that winner for the mouth breathers. And as you know, I guess I explain. A few shows back on the show presented by VDG Sports, I talked about how I resigned in my resignation running for president of the mouth breathers. It was even on the Twitter handle as well. You know, future mouth breather. This was definitely something that I was looking forward to. It was definitely something that I would have been honored to be a part of. It's not often that someone becomes a mouth breather. It's not often that someone has the opportunity to become a mouth breather. This is a sacred, secret society almost. It's the best of the best. Some people give up their firstborn to become a mouth breather. By me having to end my campaign of becoming a mouth breather, that was definitely devastating. The only thing that could be more devastating than that is winning 73 games and not winning a championship. Golden State Warriors, NBA basketball team, can win the 73 games. But if they don't win a championship, that's devastating. I could feel that pain. My pain of wanting to become the champion of mouth breathers, and their pain of not winning the championship after winning 73 games. That's difficult. I feel like that will be one. Everything I go through, everything that I experience, it'll be just like Golden State. The exact same thing. Exactly. Only difference, there's basketball and mine's real life. So some would argue that mine's more important. But I'm not going to go down that road. Not going to go down that path. That's something that we'll let. That's something we'll let the public decide, because we'll both be hurting here. Well, I'm hurting now. But if they don't win the NBA championship, they'll be hurting. So ultimately, they'll be coming to my side, my corner, my world. Misery loves company. But is this really misery? Hey, you know, 73. That should work out, right? But other than that, I guess I could tell you about what we're working on for the show before I forget. Because it seemed like, as of late, been so focused, so down, hitting the grind, you know, up early, grinding, almost ran out of gas. You know, your car usually tells you, there's usually this person that comes on within your car, your speakers, and it tells you, or the car tells you, hey, you know, put gas in the car, put fuel in the car, or refuel me. Depending on what day it is and what time it is, you get different words from what the car says. But unfortunately, I don't know. Maybe my car is mad at me for some strange reason. I don't know. Maybe my car's an Arsenal fan. But it didn't inform me that I needed fuel. And it just so happened that I was at a gas station and I looked at my dash and saw this light that was on. And so I immediately thought that, oh man, the light's on. It's an engine. Because usually when the light comes on in the past, regardless of what car or what circumstances, my engine game is pretty weak. I'm just gonna say that, put that out there now. Engine game weak. So when I saw the light, first my thought, engine. But then I kind of looked at it closely. I was like, oh, okay, that's just fuel. No worries. But for that brief second, heart skipped a beat. Heart skipped a beat. I imagine that's how Kobe Bryant's gonna feel. Oh, Kobe Bryant, after he can't play NBA basketball anymore, that first night after, or that first year after basketball, first year after basketball when the NBA season's about to start up, everything's about to go, and you're not playing, or you retired, heart skips that beat. Doot-doot. Skips the beat. But what we're working on for the show moving forward I find it interesting what's happened to FCB, Barcelona. They started out so hot, went so many games without losing. They had a tie or so in there, but they were just dominant. Clearly the best football team. Clearly the best football team. And not to mention they had, what is it called? Neymar, Suarez, and Messi, MSN. They were on top of their game. Everything was just rolling for them. It looked like that they was just going to steamroll everybody and maybe never lose a game ever again. So I was watching history. One of the greatest teams of all time playing. But that wasn't the case. As of late, Barcelona has looked a shell of themselves. I get it. I understand there's different ways to attack a football team, depending on your players. And it's just so much. But it seems teams are pressing them high. Not to mention there's some other stuff that's going on as well. And Barcelona just, they're shell of themselves. They really aren't. Their game is off. That's all I can say. When they're on point and when they're playing their best, it seems as though unstoppable, unbeatable. But something's going on with that team. There's something. Because the games they lost and how they lost it compared to the way they've been playing. Because it's football. You're not going to win every game. No, that's just not going to happen. So I'm going to throw that out there right now. You're not going to win every game. But it's the way. It's the way you lose sometime. And it's even the way you win sometime. You can win a game, but it's ugly. And that's the one thing I really enjoy about football. It's a beautiful, beautiful game. And some teams can play it. Some teams can play it, and some teams can win and win ugly. That's when the match almost becomes background noise. It's just something that's on and you just hear the crowd and it's like, okay, background noise, brown noise, white noise, pink noise, noise. But then there's other teams that play in the passing, the attacking, the strategy, the set pieces, the way the collective group moves as one. It's a beautiful sight to see. That's why we're going to look into what's going on or try to figure something out with what's going on with Barcelona and the show kind of way. Other than that, there's some interesting ideas that we want to do for the show, but the timing isn't right yet. And things haven't fell into place because there's certain things that we want to do that just haven't fell into place yet. But when it falls into place and everything's good and ready to go, we'll get around to showcasing that. But right now, not so much, but it's coming. It's coming. I say be patient. To the millions upon millions of people listening, I want to say thank you for listening. Extra, extra. Peace. Ow.